Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got your chance to win $5,000. Beat the bank.
ATM Extreme.
It's coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll have you call in. So have that phone nearby and get your handy dandy sheet and mark off all the wrong guesses just in case you don't get through, so you can mark those off and get a little bit closer to that $5,000. And don't forget, we will definitely be giving away $5,000 by Friday at 8:20 Central if we haven't given this one away, okay?
Got it.
But right now, we do need to get our love expert in here. It's time to help you solve some relationship issues, Kid Nation, in
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Which is brought to you by Legacy Box this
it
morning.
It is. I love Legacy Box so much. I have so many people ask me about it. And they just like, what was the code again? So I'm going to tell you at the end.
Okay.
My little spiel here, so pay attention. So if you have videos that from, you know, your childhood, old photos that have just been stuck in a photo album, and those are starting to fade, they get real crispy and they fade with time if they're not stored properly, or if you just can't watch them at all because the technology's improved, but those tapes are just sitting there, you need to order yourself a Legacy Box. They're going to ship you a box, and it's got just a little sheet of barcodes. Very simple. You take the sticker off, you put it on what you want digitized, and send it back. That's it. They take care of the rest. And they can turn those old movies, pictures, even audio cassettes. If you used to
Mom's got a box, right, and she's getting them ready for me. I'm so
excited.
Oh, she
is?
Yeah, okay. I was doing it.
That's a wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift to give to someone. It's not too soon to start thinking about that. They do turn it around really quickly, but you know, you don't want to run out of time at the end.
Sure.
And then they send you back what your moments on a thumb drive, digital download, DVD, including the original, so those aren't lost either. Very easy, very simple. Everybody loves Legacy Box that does this. And for a limited time, they're offering Kid Nation members 40% off your first order. So go to legacybox.com/kid, that's K-I-D-D, to get 40% off your first order with legacybox.com/kid and get started preserving your past.
Thank you, Kelly. Go ahead, Jenna.
Love letters.
Love letters. Kelly.
Sorry. I thought we were doing it together to start this off. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 30. I have a 9-year-old daughter and have recently met a wonderful guy. He's 33 years old, no kids, but we met over a friend's Snapchat. His brother follows my friend on Snapchat. Since then, we've talked every day, all day. It's only been a month, but it feels like nothing before. We live in different states, but we've talked about me and my daughter moving.
Oh, my.
My question is, should I take a chance on this?
Yes.
I've always protected my daughter from previous relationships. They've recently met over video call. She seems to be comfortable with him.
My.
I'm hesitant as I want to do what is best for her. He's also planned some trips to meet in person in October and February and has asked for my info and my daughter's so he can book our flight to visit him. I told him I'd book them and pay for them. I didn't want to give my daughter's info, but he offered to reimburse me since he doesn't want me to struggle with finances. This seems too good to be true, but financially it would just make more sense for me to move as he's well established in his state. But he said if I don't feel right about moving, he'd move to my state for a year, and then we could move back with him. I'm just a little confused and scared, Glenda.
Yeah, be scared, Glenda. Glenda.
Come on, Glenda.
Snapchat, Glenda.
Glenda. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Wow.
Glenda.
Never heard that.
You tell him to come meet you, and don't you let your daughter meet him yet.
No.
You crazy. Don't do that.
Give him her name.
You get to know him. You might meet him, and you get, oh, my God, in person, he's got this weird vibe. Don't you just... No! And you don't take your daughter with you to meet him? Man come to you. That's the way it works. I don't care if he's going to pay for it, reimburse you. No.
Mm-mm.
Man come to woman.
You tell him, Kelly
and
Cable.
And you don't go traipsing your daughter up there to meet him, get her all prettied up to meet this guy. No.
No,
he shouldn't be. You shouldn't get her hope. You shouldn't have gotten her hopes up attached to this guy. You haven't even met this guy. Are women that crazy desperate? This is ridiculous. Listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you this. I am very, very tired.
No, that's fine.
I am very grumpy.
How's your hand feel after all that smacking?
My hand is fine.
Good.
She should better be glad she's not standing here. Okay. Very grumpy. I don't have time for that. That's nonsense. Glenda.
They're love taps, Glenda.
My butt hurts when you do it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been
I had flashbacks.
I feel like I've been spanked.
I was like, what'd I do, Mom? Yeah, so right. So don't do it.
So Glenda, no.
Come on.
Man come to you.
To quote Kelly Raspberry, man come to woman. All right?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Justin wrote us and said, I'm 15 years old and I have a girlfriend.
Nice.
And I don't know who to talk to this about, so I'm writing you. She's super sweet and very smart, but she never seems to have time for me. She's always busy with cheerleading practice and other extracurricular activities. And whenever I ask her if she wants to hang out, she always has something going on. But whenever one of her girlfriends has a party, she sets time aside for that. Does she just not like spending time with me anymore? Help. Justin. Oh, high school.
You know what? This is also a lesson for ladies listening.
Uh-huh.
Man likes it when a woman's busy and got her own stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, she's living her life. She's doing her thing. If she has time to work you in, maybe she'll get her. I mean, I know this is a 15. Is he 15?
15, yeah.
This is a 15-year-old experience. But it's applicable to 20-somethings and 30-somethings.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
A woman who has her own stuff going on that doesn't drop everything. Oh, he called. Okay, girls, I'm sorry. I know I was supposed to go with you to dinner, but he called, and I've got to hurry and get ready. That's not attractive. That's not a good look. Don't make it so easy.
Right.
That's what's making him even a little bit more interested. I think it's great that she has, stuff going on. What's his name?
Justin.
I like the fact that she's a girl that's got stuff happening, and I'm sorry because I know you wanted to spend more time with you. But the truth of the matter is she's probably just not as into you as you are into her, and that's...
And it happens in high school, you know?
It happens. Yeah. You can, just... Is he seeing her at all?
No. She's always too busy, but he says.
Yeah, it feels like she's maybe just...
Not ready for a relationship, but she doesn't know how to...
You know what? Because she's busy, and she's got a lot going on, and sometimes, a boy doesn't figure into her plans, and that's... It doesn't mean she's not being hateful or anything.
You only get 4 years of high school, unless you're out. You get five, maybe.
Maybe six.
But... Enjoy them.
Yeah. So, you can still have a crush on her and stuff and maybe, but yeah, I love the fact that she's a busy girl and not dropping everything for a boy.
Yeah, it's a good thing, Justin. And maybe,
but we all make time for the things we want to do.
Exactly. You don't feel like it's a good
thing. She's letting you know in a nice way that maybe right now it's not a good time right now for her.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 18 and I'm currently dating my boyfriend for a month. When you know, you know.
Uh-oh.
And I know he's the one. He brings me flowers all the time. He'll sit there and just play with my hair when I do my homework and won't be upset with me when I'm not giving him the attention he deserves. We've already talked about getting married, and I don't want to wait. I've talked about getting married to my mom, and she says I need to finish school first. That's 6 years away. I don't want to wait. What should I do? Julianne.
Listen to your mother, Julianne.
Get that spank thing out.
No, I'm not going to spank Julianne because I know for Julianne, this is very real.
It is.
And she's, and if he loves you now, he's going to love you 6 years from now. Now, are you saying you want to marry him so you can enjoy the wedding night?
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fornicate.
Yes, Al. But when you're in a married relationship, I don't think it's called that.
Well, true.
But so that's, and that is... I'm telling you, and this might be a religious girl, and for a lot of religious people who want to wait, that's why they get married so young, because they're horny just like everybody else. Let's be honest. But they want to wait. So is that her reasoning? I'm just curious. I am saying, if he loves you just as much now, he's going to love you 6 years from now when you're in college, and y'all can get to know each other better. Because, honey, 1 month, that is, you haven't had your first big fight. You haven't had, any of the real big life experiences to see.
Struggles with money.
Yeah, you haven't had anything scary happen. How does he handle stress? Because everything's blissful right now. You need to go through some bumps before you decide out, this is the guy I want as my partner, as my protector of my heart. And yeah.
Give it a couple years.
Let's give it a minute. Let's listen to mom on this one.
Just a couple years here.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh-oh, she's already half laughing.
Oh, what happened?
I just found some that are going to make you rant.
Oh, God. I don't want to rant anymore. My hands do kind of hurt.
Okay, you may not rant at this. There's a woman I've been interested in for several months now, but the problem is she is currently my boss at work. She interviewed me for a position for her, and after 15 minutes, I became completely infatuated with her. It's honestly the only reason I even took the job. Over the several months I've worked for her, I wanted to ask her out, but two things have held me back. She's my boss, so it feels unprofessional. And secondly, I found out she was in a committed relationship. I recently accepted another position, and around the same time, I found out she was no longer in the relationship. Ooh. It was my window. But a few more problems arose. One is I somehow got caught up in her friend being interested in me and eventually getting drunk at a coworker's birthday bash and meeting her friend at the bar and going home with her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Since my initial meeting of her friend, it's now felt like my boss has kept me at a further distance, and it feels like she's avoiding me. To add even more obstacles to the situation, I recently found out through some doctor's visits that I may not have much time left to be around.
Whoa, what? And my,
huh? Kelly's face-palming, by the way. She's face-palm emoji.
And my boss knows about this condition. I recently had coffee with her to informally give her my two-week notice to move on to another job. I'm 26, she's 30. But I'm afraid to ask her out because I think she may just dislike me, and I don't want it to be out of me running out of time. What should I do, Kelly Gray?
YOLO, dude.
Right, JC.
Right?
If sometimes these letters I get, I don't know. These are real letters we receive.
They are.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't make this.
We have no way of knowing.
And we're really sorry for what you're going through, dude.
So I'm gonna just take this at face value, and I'm very, very sorry. I would think the fact that you have limited time would be more of a priority than asking out your soon-to-be former boss. It's soon-to-be former boss, right? That was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a
Go
lot.
Go for it. If you only have a limited, yeah. What's you've the worst that can happen?
You've already given your notice, and you only have a limited time.
She's single now. You were single when you hooked up with her friend, and then that was just happening to work out, yeah.
And if it's a pity date, what do you care?
Right?
You know?
Worst things going on in your life right now.
I think at this point, it's become an infatuation, and sometimes it's like that piece of pie that's sitting in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you're not supposed to have it. You know you're on a diet. Mm-hmm. You've met your calories for the day or whatever. But all you can think about is that stinking piece of pie. Oh. It rules your every thought. You go to bed thinking about, oh, God, I got to get up. Just have the piece of pie. Just ask her out. Get it over with. Because you know what you find out later?
What?
Pie wasn't that good. It's been sitting in the refrigerator too long. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But or it might have been good. You never know.
But you're obsessed with it until you just get it. So,
just go for it.
I'm sorry for your limited time left. But since that is the case, just do everything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Legally.
Yeah.
That right there is a great addition of Love Letters to Kelly. You can write our love expert at kidnation.com. whatever your name was, Glenda. And we'll be back at it again on Mondays and on Wednesdays. We do it every week, Kid Nation. But coming up next, your chance to win $5,000 with Beat the Bank.
ATM Extreme.
It's happening.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ooh, here we go, Kid Nation. $5,000 on the line right now with Beat the Bank.
ATM Extreme.
I'm so excited. He got it.
Finally got it, Big Al. All right, that phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, let's take callers number 9 and 11. You'll be the first guesses of the day. Again, if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We'll do it again an hour from now. But keep track of all the wrong guesses so you can get closer and inch your way to $5,000. And look, if we give away $5,000 this hour, it's okay. We're going to fill it back up and do it again.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Because we're going to give away as much money as we can until Friday at 8:20 Central. So try to claim that money, Kid Nation. Good luck calling in. And I told you guys earlier, I thought I nailed it with my wife's birthday this year.
Yes.
Oh, I was so proud. So proud. So for the last, I would say, the last 3 weeks, I noticed my wife dropping the hints. And Kelly and Jenna, you guys have told us, if you want to hit it out of the ballpark with presents, just listen to what your woman is saying.
They have a little note. If you have an iPhone, a little notes feature.
Got it.
Grab your phone. Type it in.
Screenshot something she points at.
Never bring it up again.
So I had a couple of these things, but I noticed this one particular thing was being mentioned quite a bit.
Okay.
And her birthday's coming up, so I was like, easy.
I got this.
I got you.
Stop being so obvious.
So I went ahead and went and purchased one. So she started telling me, and I'll tell you what it is, because she's been on the phone a lot, and she keeps telling me, my phone keeps cutting out. My phone sucks. It's full. It's not working right.
Boom.
I'm like, in my head, I'm going like, oh, the iPhone, the 11 just came out.
Yeah.
I'm like, there it is. What? No, got you. So yesterday, she starts talking about how her microphone stopped working on her phone.
And she's like, boom.
I can't even, because I called her and she was, I could tell that she was answering, but there was no voice coming through.
Yeah.
And so when I got home after Kaysen's football practice, I could tell she was upset. And I said, what's wrong? And she goes, I can't talk to any of my friends. My phone's not picking up. It's not working. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to go to the Apple store. And so now I'm freaking out. I'm like, wait a minute, but I got you. I was like, okay, here, I'm just going to let you know this. Okay, since your birthday's on Saturday, I want to let you know I can give you your present early just so that you don't, you know, I don't want to double up.
Yeah.
And she says, what? And I said, what if I get you the iPhone 11 for your birthday? not saying that I got it. I'm telling, what if I got it for you? And she goes, oh, I would hate that.
No. This is why. Because a phone is a need.
That's what she said.
Oh, really? See?
She goes,
but I get it because I love technology, but a phone's a need, so she's not looking at that as a romantic birthday gift. It's a need.
Every gift doesn't have to be romantic. I would love that. Yeah. I'm practical.
Like, so I'm like, oh, you would hate that?
So she wants a really expensive phone, but also something else.
Right.
She wants an experience.
But I'm like, I thought that was because you've been talking about it. I figured I would just get it. And she goes, you know, I don't like technology. Yeah. I'll get my own phone.
But she needs it.
She goes,
it's a need, not a want.
And then she goes, I don't even want the 11. I'd be happy with the older version because I want to save money. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. Well, what if I already maybe purchased one and it's maybe on its way down here? And she goes, well, if you did that, then I would just let you have that one. I would take your old phone.
So you just bought yourself an iPhone 11.
Oh, dog, I'm sorry.
I mean, honey, I bet you could take it back. You could return it.
I can.
I'll buy it. Can I pay monthly?
Didn't years ago you get her a computer? I know I've bought some computers.
No, I got her a computer.
A MacBook. Closet.
Yeah.
A while, because she... So maybe she just doesn't...
She doesn't like technology.
I see both sides of it, but I know Kenzie, and I know she's much more into an experience.
Yeah.
She wants a night with you, JC.
She wants
a night away.
Here's what she really did want, and this is what I almost got for us, but the plans fell through. She wanted to go to Chicago to go check out Maná, which is my favorite band, my favorite Mexican band. Unfortunately, my sister hit us up and she said, I'm visiting you guys that weekend. So I can't go out of town and leave my sister and her boyfriend out here. So that present went away and we can't go to Chicago to see my nut. So I figured the iPhone was...
I figured wrong.
And Nick got one and he said it's a dope phone.
I'm looking at it. It looks cool.
I just got that.
Would you be happy with that as a present, Nick?
Oh, well, sure. I bought it as a present for myself.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. I got the Pro... Just so I can brag on myself
a little bit. How
much is it? I don't remember.
It's pricey.
It's like 40-something bucks a month, maybe.
Yeah. Have you taken a selfie yet?
I have, but I haven't been able to mess around with it too much, but we can all take slow fees in the commercial break.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I'm probably going to give my wife my old phone, and then I'll have the new phone.
So what are you going to get her?
I don't know. Now I'm so stressed out because I don't know what to get now.
And I have a way, an experience.
I know, but...
Well, I'm just saying, I know that's what she wants.
Get her a big screen.
So
I thought it was good.
Bang. The Bang. ATM.
Sorry, JC.
I know.
The Bang.
ATM.
Wednesday is the best day for me to be funny. Now it's time to give away this money. Beat the Bang.
ATM.
Beat the Bang.
What's up, Megan?
Ah!
Yay!
I'm so excited. I have been following you guys for years, and I literally have been tracking these numbers every single day for this entire...
All right.
I'm so excited.
Okay, Megan.
All right, Megan, when you finally got through, make sure you stay in a good spot where your connection doesn't get lost.
Right.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Oh, that would be terrible.
I'm driving, but I'll try.
Yeah. Megan, wouldn't you love an iPhone 11 for a present for birthday?
I would, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So would I.
Yeah.
Why?
I have an older one, so I would definitely love that.
Right, yeah.
And it's coming from a guy that cares like an iPhone 2. I mean, you know.
I got a 10 now.
Well, then why don't you marry Megan?
Yeah. I only have a 7.
Right? All right, Megan. So you've been keeping track of the wrong guesses. We only got like 2 so far, so it doesn't really matter.
I know. I wasn't so prepared. I usually write all the guesses out that are possible, and I haven't done it yet. So I just put together numbers, and I'm like, praying I'm the winner.
All right, so the numbers we're working with now are 0467. Megan, what do you think the pin is?
Okay, I think it is 4670.
Oh, you would have made a good winner.
Megan.
That was a first-time guest, by the way.
I so would be.
Yeah.
I know.
You would have made the promo, unlike other winners.
Yeah. Wow, Kelly.
Well, they have to be called out. They need to be good winners.
Everyone excitement.
I feel like everybody's...
You call out anybody in particular?
Yeah. I'm just saying, as a rule.
I'm going to keep calling, so maybe I'll have another chance.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, Megan. Well, you have a wonderful day today, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Man, I wanted her to win, but here comes Teresa coming in hot. Hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning?
Working hard.
What do you do?
Worky. And I got through. And I was so disappointed because I had a really good joke with my numbers, and I didn't get the One Direction song that you play when you get excited.
Oh.
About a joke.
Allow me to make up for that. Here you go.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
My sincerest apologies, Teresa. Do you have a joke for us this week?
I do not.
She has a guess for this.
She does have a guess, though. What do you think the pin is?
I'm going to go with 7064.
Access denied.
Another first-time guest right there.
All right, we all have a good day.
All right, Teresa, you have an awesome day today working.
Try again.
Good talking to you again.
Bye.
Bye.
Aw. So sad right now.
Yep. It's okay. We got another chance to play here, Kid Nation. We're about 50 minutes away from having you call in again and try to win that $5,000. By the way, did we get new interns, Jenna? Mm-hmm.
No, I thought so. I was trying to be polite and introduce myself, but they're just here to watch the show.
There's people here.
There's a couple here.
Like, we got new interns.
I've been straight to the coffee pot and straight back to my mic all morning. I know, sorry.
And I know we do that. So I try to like peek in and say hello. And so I thought, do we have new interns? No, they're just here to watch the show. I'm not sure if they want a contest or something. I forgot to ask, but we should bring her in. But I feel like this pressure when we have people standing behind me watching. I mean, I know people are listening. I don't know about y'all, but when we're doing it, well, it's not my butt that I feel pressure about. It's that I don't know if we're performing good enough for them.
Because they go,
it's really quiet in commercial breaks. There's no music. I'm like, this is when we work and y'all listen to music in the car.
It's like the backstage area at a concert. Everybody thinks it's a big old party, but it's actually pretty quiet and zen back there because they're getting ready for their show. Come on in, non-interns.
Non-intern.
So not an intern. You guys are just Kid Nation members.
Yep.
Please tell me y'all are brother and sister because you are extremely hot.
Wow.
Ow.
What?
He told you he's been lonely.
I know, but everything that moves?
Not brother
come on.
And sisters.
brother and sister.
No brother and sisters. What are we?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, okay.
Well, how do you think about our performance far today?
What's your names?
Garrett.
Okay.
Megan and Garrett.
Megan and Garrett. How have we been doing today?
Yeah.
Great. Good.
We woke up a little early, so.
Well, tell me about it.
Right.
So you already got the good experience of Big Al hitting on you, which comes free of charge.
I was warned.
You were warned? Yeah, who warned you? Basically everybody in the office?
Basically.
He's a big dude, so I'm not going to mess with her. But, you know, how serious is the relationship?
Ow.
If it hadn't been going on very long.
How long have we been together?
Going on 4 years.
4 and a half.
Oh, crap. 4 and a half. Is that too serious for you, Al?
Well, mine was 4 and a half, almost 5, and then it broke up out of thin air.
So. Yeah. you guys got to witness a couple rant berries today, though, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, do you like the rant berry? Do you like love letters?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite segment.
Is it really?
Oh.
It was perfect day to come.
Oh, do we have a leftover?
We do have some leftovers.
Sorry that you had to see me like that. Some days I just get...
There was one
leftover one. Yeah.
How about this? We'll let you be the love expert.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to give the advice.
Megan? Oh, okay. Okay.
You want to do that, Megan?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Love letters.
Hold on.
We'll play music.
We got music.
You should have the Megan.
Love letters.
Letters. Yeah.
Love letters to Megan.
All right.
Cool. All right. Megan's Megan. First shot.
Wow. Dear Megan, you are the love expert. You should say yes, I am.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, come on, Megan.
I've been with my girlfriend for about 4.5 years now. Every minute has been wonderful. I would first like to start off by telling you that never in my life had I thought that I would ever find someone who loves me the way she does. This woman is my world, my everything, my past, present, and future. She's always been there for me through thick and thin. She's patient. She is my soulmate. She never drops the ball. She is an amazing chef and baker.
Face on
pie.
Right?
She helps with cleaning. She helps with cleaning, and boy, does she clean. Also, she is the best dog mom ever to a Great Dane named Einstein. We have made amazing memories and friends together over the years, and will continue to do so in the future. I know I'm not the easiest of individuals to deal with, and I can be a true pain in the rear end, but she never gives up on me. I honestly don't know where I would be without her in my life. I'm grateful to call her my best friend. The love I have for her is infinite and unconditional. With all that being said, you and the rest of the crew on The Morning Show are her world. She listens to The Morning Show every morning. Seriously, every morning, in all caps. So I thought, why not reach out to those she respects for some help? I bought a ring a couple weeks ago, and I've been going crazy trying to figure out how to give it to her. I just haven't been able to decide how to propose to such an amazing woman. Any suggestions would be greatly appreciated. So, Megan, what do you think?
Really,
what would you
like
say
this?
To that person?
Google response.
He's down on
He's down
knee.
On a knee.
Yes.
Why am I crying and they're fine?
Wedding music, Trey.
I'm crying.
Wedding music.
But, oh, and a kiss.
Oh.
Hey. She said yes.
And I'm awkwardly standing in the camera shot, crying.
Jenna, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Always the bridesmaid.
Megan,
I'm so happy for you.
I'm like shocked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What?
He got you then. He got
did you have
you.
Any idea this morning?
Well, I thought about it because I had a friend who kind of told me
those
something.
Friends. God, what? Why do they do that?
What friend is this?
What?
Well, her theory was a long time ago. She was like, yeah, Garrett told me he wanted to propose to you at Big Al's Bar with a puppy.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a horrible idea.
Hey!
Garrett, how close were you to doing that?
Right here.
But if the bar was still there, we probably would have.
Way to go, Al. We just shut down.
Wow, I'm right here, y'all. We can do it.
How pretty is that ring? Good job. That's beautiful.
Very pretty.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd we do it, our acting?
Yeah.
Were you fooled?
Yeah.
Were you worried?
All right. I was like, no, he's not going to do it here. I knew he was like,
close.
Talking about it,
yeah,
and close, but I was like, he's not going to do it here.
He
was like, I just have a hookup, and he's going to give us a studio tour.
She was drilling me with questions.
Like,
she's like, why we got to be there at 6? And like, you get up at 4 in the morning anyway, so what
yeah.
matter?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
the whole right? show experience.
Stop asking questions. I'm already stressed out.
So you don't get to work out today.
We were trying to
so
play
what?
It cool.
There's something about women. We try to, we don't even realize we're doing it, but we're sabotaging our own proposal.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
In
yeah. the, did you feel that way all morning?
I was a little nervous, and I put the ring in my pocket, and I was like, oh, how am I going to do this? Big bulge popping out next to my keys.
And who are these people that came with you?
A couple of our friends.
Come on in, friends.
Did you notice them, Megan?
No, I saw Brandon. That was it.
Oh, come on in, like, friends.
I was like, who else is here?
Brandon,
you got to push hard.
You're buff.
There yeah. you are.
That's how you work out, dude.
Oh, they brought champagne.
Champagne.
You brought a gift?
Right. Wow.
They brought the dom.
A bottle of champagne, if you guys don't mind signing it, and then we'll drink it in about a year on our anniversary.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, you got that Dom Perignon?
Yeah.
So, Dom Perignon. Fancy.
These are two of our good friends, Brandon Barrett and then Elon.
Hey,
nice
Brandon.
To meet you guys.
What's up, guys? Thanks What's for up? Bringing the dom. We'll drink it in a year. You guys got to come back, though, so we can
have it. We'll drink it. Yeah. We'll drink it.
Glass of that. We're going to celebrate together.
We'll bring a couple more back.
Well, you got a wedding to plan now, Megan.
No wedding. I just want to elope.
Aww. Garrett likes the sound of that.
Yeah, they're loping.
It's like, why am I crying? She's not crying. Why am I crying?
You cool with that, Garrett?
It's very sweet.
I think we need to delve into that. Why are you crying?
You know what? I always cry at weddings. I mean, I think people do, right? I think it's so sweet.
It is sweet.
So sweet, he worked hard for this.
And you made it happen, bro.
I appreciate it.
I love it.
Well, congratulations. We got two Kid Nation members engaged.
Yay.
Successfully.
Yes.
With our great acting abilities.
Thank you.
I hope it
Thank
lasts.
You.
I do. Yeah, at least for 5 or 10 years.
So what I'm gathering is if we're going to go out, Megan, we need to do it fast.
Yeah.
Because they're already engaged.
Why is Al busting out tequila?
Oh. She's off.
No, I just busted out tequila if anybody wants any.
Any excuse to drink, Al.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yay.
And we got your midweek update with Anna. That's coming up next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A big congratulations to Garrett and Megan, who just got engaged on the show. We got some text messages coming in from Kid Nation members that were saying, hey, you guys fooled us. Fooled me. Also from the text, I was not ready for that. Currently bawling my eyes out on my way to work. Congrats to the happy couple. Also, I feel you, girl. I also wanted to elope, but I'm getting married October 26th.
It's like you better do it before people start pressuring you into having a wedding.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You got to do it.
Sorry. Just already did it. I already got married.
Hey, it's whatever makes you happy, right?
Yes.
And apparently working out in jeans makes Kelly happy.
I can't even wrap my head around this, Kelly.
Why Cheddar walks in here and goes, Kelly Raspberry, the only woman that shows up to work in workout clothes and goes to the gym in jeans.
It was beyond my control.
What happened?
I had a meeting yesterday that ran really late.
Yeah.
And my option was either to show up really late for my workout appointment.
Yeah.
And only work out for just a few minutes, cancel the workout appointment. I'm trying to stay committed. So I just said, forget it. I'm just going straight to the workout appointment. So I worked out
in jeans.
In jeans and bare feet.
Because I was barefoot.
It was fine.
That just
my jeans were very stretchy.
To when we had soccer tryouts, I went to a Division I very competitive, you know, school for soccer and volleyball. We won, you know, went to state every year. And when girls would show up to tryouts, there'd always be one girl that came in jean shorts and like a tie dye shirt, and we'd look at each other and be like, oh, man, she's going to be terrible.
It was either I had to go or just, you know, I had to go. And
everybody else is in Lululemons and you're sitting.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a private, you know, it's just a one-on-one.
It's a private gym. Do you sweat all over your jeans?
There were two other people. There was one other person working out with her trainer.
Did you feel her judging you?
No. It was a new guy and I didn't want to, you know.
What did he say about the jeans?
He said, it's fine. Will it work it out? Are you sure?
And you have mobility?
I showed him I could stretch.
Were
these
they
were really stretchy jeans. Oh. They're the ones I wore to work yesterday.
Like leggings.
No, they're jeans that had a lot of stretch. Stretchy.
Please tell me you had on a tube top also. That's just a whole visual.
Did you have a sports bra at work yesterday?
A sports bra?
No, I was wearing.
How'd you bounce?
I didn't do bouncy things. I did weights and stuff. I had on my Third Love bra, not a Third Love sports bra, just a regular Third Love bra. You saw what I wore to work yesterday.
Yeah, we saw it.
That's what I wore to work out.
Barefoot and jeans.
Did you smoke cigs during the workout?
No. But I didn't realize I left my hoop earrings in, too.
On hoop earrings. Okay.
Did you have your hair up?
Perfect.
No. I have anything.
Hair down.
Hair down. Jeans on. Barefoot.
Did you go straight to the concert wearing all that?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I had a day.
That is so funny.
I don't sweat a lot. Because I'm lifting weights
and
stuff.
So are you exercising?
Yeah, I did a lot of leg work yesterday and abs.
Okay.
But I'm not a real big sweater. Unless I'm doing a lot of really hard cardio, I don't sweat.
And you're working out today, though?
Yes. No. Today I'm dressed to work out.
Are you going to change into
your
overalls?
No, she's not going to the gym today.
Yes.
No, she's got overalls in the car. She's ready to go.
No, I don't have a meeting today, so I dress to work out. So I'm going by after the show.
You know what, though? When I do see a dude roll in.
In like a flannel?
No, in like jeans and construction boots, and you could tell that guy's been working outside.
He's got to get it done.
I don't judge that guy.
He at least showed up.
Yeah, he showed up, and he's...
Or she
I would think
up.
I'd be getting credit for doing it anyway.
No.
Instead, I'm getting mocked.
Because when I see dad jeans guy roll in to the gym, and he works out in his dad jeans, I judge him. For some reason, I let the construction worker guy go, because I could tell that dude's getting it.
Just getting his pump.
He's getting the pump. So be on the lookout for Barefoot Jean Kelly.
I won't do it again.
You could have easily said, no, I'm not working out today,
Thank you.
You showed up.
Thank you, Big Al.
That's true.
I was going to work out in my boots, but he said that would throw my balance off, so I had to take those off. I was like, is Barefoot okay? We'll work.
Imagine if you would have dropped the weight on your foot.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Bad.
Yeah,
that would
have
been really bad. I did leg press, where you laid down and pushed the thing up.
With no shoes on.
Yes, Al, we can reiterate it. I was barefoot. I put, I did sit-ups and crunches and things, different moves like that. I put those bands around your legs. What are those? The
strength resistance bands.
I put those above my knees, and I did the side.
Oh, those get the butt
thing,
burning,
and then
huh?
And then the squats. My legs are killing me.
Did you do the hip thrust one?
No, I didn't do the hip thrust yesterday. Yeah, on the bench. Yeah, I did. Where I lay on the bench with my shoulders on the bench, and I put the weight on my...
On your hip. Yeah, on your groin area.
Whatever. Yeah. And then I did that. Yeah. So yeah, I did all that barefoot in the blue jeans.
Was your water break Mountain Dew?
All right, let's get to Anna's midweek update, everybody.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
This is really hard to follow with that really funny story and also a live proposal.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pressure's on, girl.
Are you wearing Kelly's workout jacket?
Yeah, I am. I'm wearing denim. Yeah, I'm going to go to the gym after this. Okay, so who's excited for Nick Jonas to be the newest coach on The Voice?
You.
We have a while, right?
Yeah,
they're in like, season right now. I don't know why they announced it, to be honest, if they're still in
it.
It
is a little early.
Yeah.
I'm excited you're excited.
Just to promote the show for now.
Yeah, you know? It did get me watching clips of the show right now. I did think about maybe auditioning for y'all as a bit, but I won't subject that to you again because we all know how terrible of a singer I am.
Oh, I would love that.
But I was thinking that if I did audition, what I'd want my song to be in, given the history between me and Nick Jonas from when I said hi to him, my song would have to be Hello by Adele. That would be
that was the extent of that.
Yeah. I wasn't going to sing again.
And he'd be like, wait.
That sounded like Lionel Richie.
Yeah. It really did.
Hello.
It's me.
It's me. Yeah. And then I would be on his team and we'd fall in love. Anyway. So Kylie Jenner, she got slammed for posting a photo of her $3 million car on Instagram. People were saying it was uncomfortable to see her, like, all her wealth. And people were commenting things like, no one wants this, which I relate to because that's what people were saying about the picture of my couch. So
still for grabs, huh?
Still available.
So Kylie, very relatable.
All right.
Okay, so did y'all hear about Jason Weaver? He's the actor that did the singing voice for Young Simba.
Biggest move ever.
Yeah, so he did the singing voice for Young Simba in the original Lion King, and he declined the $2 million up front and instead took the $100,000 plus royalties.
He's still getting paid.
Yeah, he's still getting paid, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So did y'all cut the same deal for the Love Letters jingle? Is that why y'all singing?
I just took $10 up front.
Went
to the house.
Call it a day. Okay, so a week after the wedding, we finally got to see Hailey Bieber's wedding dress, which is stunning. As per usual, it's a beautiful white lace dress with a long veil. And at the end, it says, till death do us part. Well, never say never.
That's funny.
Hollywood weddings. Okay, so it's October, as we all know.
Right.
But Jenna doesn't have her costumes ready yet, so it's not super, super spooky just yet. So I took some scary movie titles and made them less spooky.
Okay, good.
Rosemary's Baby gender reveal. The Texas Chainsaw Mascara.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. A pair of normal activities. Riding your bike.
Yeah. A pair of normal. Got it.
Seesaw.
Yeah.
Seesaw. And finally, the Blair Witch podcast.
Oh, whoa. That
would be a good
idea.
Yeah, that would be pretty scary.
Has anybody taken that?
I don't know.
Grab it.
The Blair Witch podcast.
Well, they own Blair Witch, so I think you'd struggle to get that trademarked.
Yeah, probably right.
Maybe I'll do a podcast episode just called The Blair Witch Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do one of those.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thanks.
Any good closer there.
Yeah.
That's it.
We got a podcast out of it.
I think that's a good close.
Pretty good right there.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right. I wasn't ready.
What
else?
Called me.
The boss man George is watching you right now.
Called me. You ignored him to write your rap.
Yeah, well, we were talking.
And
I was paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention. I've written.
Partially my fault then.
George came in and said hi to everyone like he normally does every morning, and he just stood there pushing the door open over and over again until Kelly finally goes, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm just waiting for Al to acknowledge me."
Okay, got it. Yes. Beat the bang.
ATM.
Beat the bang.
ATM. Now, of course, Big Al Mac Pop Quiz. Who got engaged this morning on the show?
Megan and Garrett.
Nice. You remember the name?
Much. Yes, I do.
Yeah, we had a proposal on air this morning with Megan and Garrett.
Way to go.
Missed it.
Megan, way to go, Garrett. Congratulations.
I think we were all just as nervous as Garrett.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to screw it up.
I just knew I was going to screw it up. I just, for some reason, there's been a couple of times in the recent past, and y'all told me.
Yeah, you screw up a lot of stuff. Let's just be honest.
Yeah,
you screw up a lot.
And I was like, I don't even want to be in the room. I'm just trying.
We can't tell you or Justin anything we're doing on the show because you'll accidentally slip and say.
Yeah, it's not intentional. And sometimes we say stuff and like, hey, don't say this on air, but blah, blah, blah. Next break, we open the mics. Hey, blah, blah, blah. Al, you just said what I told you not to say. I'm dumb. D-U-M, dumb.
Aw, Al, don't beat yourself up that bad.
Okay, I'll let you do it.
Yeah, my job.
That's Kelly's job. By the way, Kelly, Jenna and I decided that your gym name is now Kyle.
Kyle Raspberry.
Why?
Because that's a Kyle thing to do.
Yeah, you're a Kyle.
Who's Kyle?
Just Instagram it.
Somebody that shows up to the gym in jeans and no shoes. Kyle.
He likes monsters.
Oh, yeah. Kyle.
He likes monster energy drinks.
It's like the male equivalent of Carol.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one.
I guess.
Kyle.
What's up, Tracy?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm glad you're good. What you got going on this morning?
I am at work.
Oh, boy. What you do?
I work at Georgia Southern University.
Oh, nice.
Go.
Falcons.
Eagles.
How are the Eagles doing close. This season?
I was close. I was a bird.
They're doing okay.
That could
let's
be better.
Talk about
it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about you trying to win some money.
Yeah, let's do that. You can win $5,000.
Oh, God. I'm so nervous. I forgot the number that I gave Justin.
Uh-oh. Well, the numbers you're working with are 0, 4, 6, and 7, so hopefully you come up with one pin for us. What do you think it is?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to go with 0746.
Access
denied.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
That was
I'm
the
just
first
glad
sentence.
I got through.
We are too, Tracy, and I hope you have a wonderful day working today, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye, Tracy. Bye. All right. Mark that one off. That was a first-time guest. Hello, Heidi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What you got going on right now? You working?
No, I dropped my daughter off at school, and she's been bugging me to play, like, every morning, so I'm just, like, excited I got through.
Hi.
All right, well, hopefully you get to play this back later for her with you screaming after winning $5,000. That'd be nice.
We'd love that.
Yes.
We'd love that, Heidi. All right.
So excited.
What do you think the pin is?
I'm going to go with 6047.
Access denied.
Oh, another first-time guest right there from Heidi, though. Well, Heidi, you have a wonderful day today, okay?
Y'all too. Thank you.
Enjoy the time while the kids are at school, like all the mommies do. So we did not get a winner, Kid Nation, but we got two new pins that you can cross off. We'll have another shot for you to win tomorrow at 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
All right.
And coming up next, our girl Jenna is going to put on that genie hat that matches her outfit again.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I know, I just was in a purple phase.
I like when you match your hat, you know?
Yeah.
And Jenna was bragging about how good the dreams are this week.
There's been good ones lately. I don't know. Something's in the air.
All right. Well, Jenna, we'll let you know what these dreams you've been having mean next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good TV tonight. Don't forget the series premiere of Rhythm and Flow on Netflix with T.I., Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper is happening. They're the judges for that music competition to find the next big rapper. The Masked Singer is on tonight as well on Fox. And also we got rid of a couple people so far. I won't tell you because there's people that are still catching up. But we've had, I believe, 3 people be kicked off The Masked Singer. And if you haven't checked out the show, it's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Because nobody knows who the celebrities are. You get to literally play along the whole time. And the spoilers are not really out there yet with who they think they are, because they have security people that show up. The host of the show, Nick Cannon, doesn't know who they are. The judges don't know. The only people that know are, I think, the producers of that show, and they keep it pretty tight-lipped. It's pretty awesome.
All right.
Jimmy Fallon's got Jesse Eisenberg on tonight. Jimmy Kimmel's got Aaron Paul. our boy from Breaking Bad. When does that come out on Netflix? This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
El Camino? Oh. On Friday. Yeah, I think it comes out on Friday, according to Trey. And Stephen Colbert has Jonathan Van Ness tonight on the late night shows. Jenna finally got her hat on.
I'm sorry, and someone tried to spook me, and it didn't work.
Oh, is that what that little skeleton is?
There was a skeleton in my genie hat. When I turned it over, there was a skeleton. So now he's hanging, or he's an it skeleton.
Oh, what a great idea.
That's cute.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Cute.
We'll put that there, do we know?
Lacey.
It was Lacey. Mm-hmm. She tried to
spook. Sorry, Lacey. Y'all know I can't be scared. I'm actually disappointed that y'all have never scared me successfully.
Challenge has been issued. The goal is to scare Jenna this spooky
season.
We're
going on 11 years of employment for myself here.
You know.
And no one has scared me yet.
You know what they say about the 11th year.
You've never been called into George's office, Ken, because every time you call, it scares the crap out of me.
All right, let's get your dreams read. When George says, close the door.
Close the door.
Oh, my.
Hey, man.
That's so scary.
Hey, man. Come on in.
Close. All right, Jenna. Let's see what these dreams mean.
Okay.
A little psych made minor over here.
My psychology minor.
Uh-huh. That's right. Jenna, I had the weirdest dream last night about my six-year-old son. He was growing back hair. Like, full-on black back fro. My dad and brother have really hairy backs. Is this me seeing him turning into them? Or is spooky season hitting my dreams hard with some werewolf stuff?
It could be that. I say always filter your dreams first into what's been going on in your life in the last couple of days. Have you watched a scary movie, seen something on the news, a viral video? Because that's usually the first assessment, right? Like, yeah, you watched Teen Wolf or whatever, right. Something like that. If not, body hair symbolizes a lot of things, especially if it's growing on yourself, right? But when you see it on someone else, it could mean an important change is about to take place in your life. And it also reflects puberty. And your son's really young right now. But sometimes they say, I think, you know, I'm not a parent, but the parents will have dreams about their kids often going through changes because you're so scared that they're growing up too fast. Mm-hmm. So you're just worried that maybe you're noticing changes in him and he's getting older. And you're just like, oh, my God, he's going to go through puberty and then he's going to be a little man. And so it could be something as simple as that, just kind of like a supercharged version of your kid growing up too fast and you're scared.
But if your dad and brother have hairy backs, you probably will get that too.
Right.
Probably will.
Then that would be reflective of like, oh my gosh, he's growing up and he's, you know, he's looking like his dad and his brother and he's not my baby anymore.
Aww. I have these
lucid dreams. All right, let's see what we got here. Good morning, Kid Craddock crew. Okay, Jenna, what's up with this recurring dream? I continue to have these extremely exotic and detailed dreams about my best friend.
Whoa.
I mean, occasionally, even with a happy ending. And the twist, we are both straight women.
Whoa.
Go ahead, give me the scoop.
Whoa.
Okay, we've discussed this a little bit before because a lot of times people dream about having relations with someone that they're repulsed by. Or just a friend like this. You have an intimate dream about a best girlfriend and you're a straight woman. Do not worry about dreams like this at all. Women get it. We love our girlfriends, right? You can be obsessed with your friend. You go through periods of time that you spend a lot of time together. You love her. When you have a dream like this, they say that it means there's a part of them that you want, right? Like maybe you love her hair or you love her personality and you just love something about her. That you're just feeling very close, very comfortable, and you kind of want a part of that within yourself. So it really doesn't have anything to do with attraction unless it's recurring and you're having a constant dream about that, then I would maybe explore those feelings a little bit. But usually it just means that you're like obsessed with your best girlfriend and you love her very much and it's nothing more than that.
Curious, yeah.
You've had those dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you, Kelly?
No, I don't know. I don't remember a lot of dreams.
Uh-huh.
I woke up this morning dreaming about Taylor Swift singing a song, but I think it was a Billie Eilish song. It was really kind of weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, and
well, you went to Billie Eilish last night.
That's the dream I remember, not the good stuff.
Right.
Like, why is Taylor Swift singing a Billie Eilish song?
Speaking of Taylor.
Oh, it's time to get up.
Why am I wearing jeans at the gym?
Why am I barefoot?
Well, Jenna, this is weird and almost uncomfortable, but I had a dream that I felt sick. And when I went to the bathroom, fish just started pouring out of my body. I was throwing them up, and they were falling out of my girl parts. Dozens of baby fish, possibly hundreds. Then three large flat fish came out. Two were blue. One was orange and white. Who remembers the... I can't remember anything.
You remember colors of the fish?
Maybe because it was so traumatizing.
Okay. She or he adds... Well, girl parts. She adds... Parts. I am a Pisces, but I can't think of another reason I would dream this. What the heck does this mean?
You are pregnant or about to become pregnant with a girl.
Oh,
it's
my.
Crazy. Fish dreams are almost always associated with pregnancy.
What?
They say pregnant women often dream about fish coming out of their body.
You better
you're
get
pregnant.
That. Can you report back and let us know if you're pregnant?
That is my only answer and analysis of your dream. You are pregnant or about to become pregnant and you're expecting a girl.
All right.
Wow. Why is it a girl?
I don't know.
Just don't ask the expert.
So if you have a fish dream, if you're pregnant, it's a girl.
It depends on how into dreams you want to get, because there's like Muslim meanings behind dreams and really spiritual meanings behind dreams. So there's like regular symbolism. And then if you go into deeper dream studies and other, you know, Hindu and Muslims have studied dreams for a long time and they mean all sorts of really deep.
What do Christians think about that?
I don't associate religions with my dreams.
Oh, okay.
I'm a non-denominational dream reader, and I focus on just the symbolism.
The psychology
and I pull from every, I pull from every.
Congrats on your baby.
I assume there's girl fish and guy fish, right? I assume.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen a fish.
Yeah. You know, they mate and stuff.
I'm going to go seep deep fishing.
Yeah, you are.
Deep, all right, deep cool. fishing.
Thank you very much, buddy.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.